Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's the annual Christmas Open House, November 1st through the 3rd at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Alabama's premier Christmas store, register to win door prizes, and enjoy complimentary treats, all while taking advantage of the best prices of the season. Save up to 50% off selected Christmas decor and pre-lit lifelike trees, wreaths, and garland. Shop pre-wrapped gifts, store-wide specials, and a huge selection of unique gifts for everyone on your list. Christmas Open House, November 1st through the 3rd at Southern Homes and Gardens.
All right, we've got a good one going this morning. Conundrum, 7 out of 10 people think a man who has one of these drinks to excess. Mullet has been the best guess. So let's run the gauntlet here, starting with Herman.
Hey, guys. My guess is beard.
Beard. That's even warmer than mullet.
Yep.
Thanks for trying. Let's go to Hardshell.
All right, I thought about this earlier, but I dismissed it because I didn't think it would be such a gross overgeneralization, but how about a tattoo?
Nope, not yet, man. We are getting closer and closer. Wild West, you got to win this.
Handlebar mustache.
Yeah, we're going to accept that.
Yeah,
that is the winning.
You're very specific, but mustache. Was the answer.
Mustache was the answer, but I would think a handlebar mustache would be.
Probably also indicate, but yes.
Because that was the case with the medicine man on the Aunt B episode where she gets hammered on Andy Griffith.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she gets crazy. Hang on. A few things more disturbing than Aunt B filled with lust.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 8. Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Two Foreign Service officers testified today for the impeachment inquiry, Christopher Anderson and Catherine Croft.
Tomorrow, the House plans to hold a vote not on impeachment, but on the resolution and the parameters moving forward in the impeachment process. Democrats put forth a text of an 8-page resolution setting out the next steps in the process going forward in the impeachment inquiry, which includes public hearings.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Washington. We're told it's confirmed a wildfire burning in Los Angeles was started by sparks from a downed tree hitting a power line. The local utility has cut power to more people through the state trying to prevent more wildfires.
Frustration is growing as those without power in some cases since Saturday have had to search for places to charge their phones by ice. PG&E says it hopes to get everyone back online quickly after this next wind event dies down, hopefully sometime later today.
Fox's Claudia Cowan in Santa Rosa, California. America's listening to Fox News.
Say it in a nicer way.
Wake up, sweetheart.
Why should I?
Why should I?
We're going to do something really fun.
And how is that supposed to affect us?
I found that the happier you are,
the harder you work.
The harder you work.
That ought to make the boss happy, right?
So, let's just have fun.
So let's have fun.
Have fun at work.
Someone's having fun at work today.
Hey, Mr. Positive.
Shut up.
Let's start the show.
Animal stories coming up. We found something even more
adorable
than Rich Thomas. But right now, we'll take Rich because we need to find out about the weather at 8:05.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
By the way, just a little while ago, we were talking about some of the weirdest things that ever happened on Halloween here. That year it snowed was 93, and the low was 29 degrees. Can you imagine snow here on the year of the tropical storm that went right overhead that canceled trick-or-treating? 1985, Juan was the storm that went overhead. Nothing like that this time, although we do have a strong cold front barreling through on Halloween tomorrow, probably early in the day. For today, ahead of the front, breezy warm, high 78. A little humid out there, too. Showers around. Can't rule out some thunderstorms. The radar is pretty active right now. There is a marginal severe weather risk, especially tonight. In the overnight hours as the front enters the state, some strong storms ahead of the front might become severe. And then the front moves through fairly early in the day tomorrow. Not quite this hour, but maybe around 9 a.m.-ish tomorrow. And then temperatures start to drop like a rock during the day. Risk of some leftover showers. And temperatures falling to about 55 by 4 o'clock and into the 30s tomorrow night. And Friday's high only around 60, a breezy, cool day. For trick-or-treating, I think now the rain chances have just about left the forecast for trick-or-treating hours tomorrow night. But it's going to be breezy, blustery, and Mom, make sure the kids are dressed up warm. Right now this morning, we have cloudy skies, showers in the area. Temperature is 72 now at 8:08. Hi, my name is Rich, and I'm thinking, you know what I'm daydreaming about? I'm daydreaming about lunch, and I'm thinking about the trip to Millbrook, the quick trip to Millbrook. As a matter of fact, do you know it's only 10 minutes from downtown Montgomery and Maxwell Air Force Base? Keep that in mind to try out Smokehouse Pit Barbecue in Millbrook on Main Street. I took a trip there last week, and I got a chance to try out just about everything. I mean, there's a few things I couldn't try because there's only so much I can eat. But I tried the pulled pork was just amazing. You know, it cooks for 12 hours in one of the only pit barbecues in the state of Alabama. As a matter of fact, the only one I know about. And they have 5 brick pits at Smokehouse. And, of course, they've got their mouth watering. The ribs, the turkey, the barbecue chicken. So I was in the kitchen and they were making the potato salad. So their side items are just amazing. The barbecue baked beans I fell in love with. You've heard me talk about the Brunswick stew. Because I took home a quart, the coleslaw. Oh my gosh! So it's 10 minutes from downtown, as I mentioned. And by the way, there's a full service bar on game day. It's the place to see a game because there's 8 beers on tap and lots of other bottled beers and stuff like that. It's a full service bar, Smokehouse Pit Barbecue. I've tried 4 of their 6 sauces and they're amazing. So I got to go back. There's a reason to go back to try the other 2 sauces. It's something for every taste, including their original barbecue sauce, which is legendary. So check them out. Smokehouse Pit Barbecue in Millbrook. You know you want some.
One of my favorite days of the year is the Millbrook Christmas Parade. Because
mm-hmm.
I always volunteer to drive one of our vehicles. A pickup show. We go early and make time to walk over to Smokehouse and get something. Oh, their food is so good.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's become a tradition.
And it should be again this year. Yep.
I think it'll be our fourth straight year we've
nice,
done that.
Very nice.
It is 10 minutes after 8. Cool moment on the radio yesterday afternoon. We had an amazingly talented local country singer named Jessie Lynn as our guest, and we played a bunch of her music. But at 5:10, we talked to Brant McDonald, and so I didn't know. I just said, Brant, I'd like you to meet Jessie Lynn. And Jessie said, I know Brant. I was listening to him on your show when I called him and had him start
That's cool.
For me.
That is cool.
So she's not only a great singer, but she's incredibly smart and savvy and fun, too. Can't wait to have her back. In the meantime, Brant's there for you. Make an appointment, become managerial about your money, 387-0094 for Brant and the team at McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. It's 8:11, traffic, your local news. And then when we come back, animal stories.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. If you're on I-65 southbound heading into Montgomery, they've moved that accident now off on the right-hand side of the road, and they are beginning to move it out of the way. But it is very backed up. It's going to take you a few minutes to get through there. Just be patient. We've also got an accident on McGee Road at Fernway. That's got McGee Road really backed up in both directions. Use caution there. the I-85 North ramp leading up to Perry Hill Road. If you're coming out of Ann Street headed to Perry Hill, it's going to be on the right side of the ramp, right next to the guardrail. Use caution there. We are busy all over the city this morning, and it is wet. So please buckle up, drive carefully, and slow down just a little bit. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Every Halloween, the trees are filled with underwear.
Better get your costume. We gotta get going.
You have to dress up on Halloween so you can get candy.
Children of the night.
I'm a princess because princesses get the most candy.
What music they make.
Toilet paper, shaving cream, and eggs.
Oh, I don't want to be a monster. Monsters aren't made as scary like the ones hiding under my bed.
Go to sleep. I turn into a ghost. Go on.
You like candy?
Yeah. I'm out of good and plenty. It says on the box that there's plenty,
but it's never enough.
Do you babies want to know the bestest part of dressing up for Halloween?
Ghosts, spooks, skeletons, shit stuff.
Each precious pumpkin a picture of perfection.
There are no such things as ghosts.
For the rest of your life, you're the pumpkin man.
One of those losers who puts no effort into finding a costume. You know, when I was a kid, we called them Halloweenies.
Exactly. You know why? Because he's a monster.
So far, the only monsters I've seen are you two.
Happy Halloween. Greg Budell, Alice 96.1.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. CBS News reports that Jeff Sessions is seriously considering a run for his old Senate seat. His spokesperson, though, has not confirmed that. Sessions was a U.S. Senator for 20 years before resigning in 2017 to become President Trump's Attorney General. For the first time in 15 years, the Dallas County Sheriff's Office now has a canine unit. This unit is made up of three dogs that will help in the fight against drugs. Sheriff Mike Grantham hopes to expand the unit in the next 6 months. And state troopers are investigating a late-night wreck on Interstate 65 near Pine Level. We're told the wreck involved an 18-wheeler and another vehicle. Troopers say there are injuries but have not said the extent of those injuries. Lanes were shut down while troopers cleared this crash last night. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Look at your phone, tablet, or computer. What's going on in there? Hard to say, but one thing's for sure. These things bring you things. Things like news, sports, interspecies animal friendships, or, you know, whatever you're into. But to get that stuff, you'll need an internet connection. One that's really fast with no data caps. One that's just $34.99 per month. Super fast internet from WOW. A company you'll love. Sign up today at WOWway.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement and auto pay. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Remember those last few Halloweens? Getting a little too old for it. Just kind of going through the motions. Bing bong, come on lady, let's go. Halloween, doorbells, candy, let's pick up the pace. And you come to the door, they always ask you those same stupid questions. What are you supposed to be? I'm supposed to be done by now. You want to move it along, the Three Musketeers? I got 18 houses on this block alone. You just hit the bag, we hit the road. That's the routine. Let's just pick it up. Sometimes they give you that little white bag twisted on the top. You know that's going to be some crap candy. It's got to have those official Halloween markings on it. Hold it, lady. Wait a second. What is this? The orange marshmallow shaped like a big peanut? Do me a favor. You keep that one.
Simba. Simba, wake up.
A little frisky this morning.
Time for animal stories. News Talk 93.1 FM. Wolfman, bring us to the vocal, please.
Why don't you ask him
He is a graduate of the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting, hitting that post.
It's getting better every day. Yeah.
This is a note, a story that's more important to the owners of animals than it is to animals themselves. Pet Sitters International advises, after its latest survey, 3/4 of pet sitters are already accepting reservations for holidays like Christmas, Hanukkah, and New Year's Day. You want to book early, just like you would a plane ticket or anything else, just to make sure you have somebody to come and take care of your pets. That is a very stressful time. Pet parents especially shouldn't delay securing a pet sitter for Thanksgiving, as 15% of pet sitters typically stop accepting holiday reservations a month in advance of a holiday. Book early. Go to PetSit.com for more information.
PetSit.
I know one of the locally, Five Schnauzers, I think, is the name of the business that does that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Keep telling my friend, that's her business in Florida. It's called Sit and Stay.
Uh-huh.
And she's got clients all over South Florida, including one of the cast members of The Sopranos.
I'm just a little feeling weird about somebody, a stranger being in my house.
That's why we don't do that.
Yeah.
We find people, I pay very well. Because it's peace of mind. I don't want my babies being alone.
Right, I understand.
Because I know how it affects me. Airbnb renters, this is a creature feature. Woman claims she was renting a property in London and awoke in the middle of the night to a swarm of insects terrorizing her family. A $500 a night Airbnb room, and she was staying there with her husband and four kids when this incident occurred. More than 2 million people check into Airbnb listings every night. And while negative experiences are rare, be advised that this bee, this nest was in the mattress.
Whoa.
Yeah.
No.
And having been
the
victim of one of those last year, when they start, man, they sting until they die. All right. Moving on, we have, that's it.
That's all the animal stuff.
Well, there was another, but I lost it. These things here are for Morning Maroon. We have a woman who wanted to give an exorcism to a police officer that pulled her over. Not a good idea.
Nope.
And an idiot who brought a small cement mixer into a car wash. Also, not a good idea. So we'll just enjoy the last 10 seconds of Tulsa.
Still see the USC band in that video. It's a video, and you got to bring it up sometime. It's their they're in the they're at the USC. It's a USC game. They're in these,
and they play Tusk.
They're in the end zone, and the players the play is actually in progress. You got to see it.
I would like to see that. I really would, because the first Naked Gun movie, the USC marching band comes through playing Louie Louie, and that was pretty fun.
Oh, yeah.
All right, today is National Text Your Ex Day. For those of you who haven't done that yet, that's just a quick reminder. And this is the first year since 2014 that Starbucks will not have a special Halloween drink.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, the humanity. It is 8:20. By the way, I watched on... It's on Newsmax, and it's a show called Brad Meltzer's Lost History.
Yeah.
And there was a guy who was one of the managers at the National Archives who was stealing rare recordings. And they figured it out because some of the stuff was turning up on eBay. A guy that collected rare radio stuff said, this shouldn't be available on eBay. Like Herb Morrison's recording from the crash of the Hindenburg.
Oh, the folks between us, this is terrible. This is the one of the worst.
Oh, and an interesting thing about that vocal there, that was preserved on a high-speed disc. If you listen to him at normal speed, he doesn't sound so...
Yeah, it's what you mentioned. It was a wrong speed disc.
So they eventually found this guy and arrested him.
Mm-hmm.
Major crime. He had stolen over 1,000 original items from the National Archives, but there's still stuff out there that they haven't been able to locate.
Hmm.
But when you can buy an original Hindenburg broadcast for $35 online,
yeah,
something wrong with that deal. That's a little bit easy. Speaking of buying, this is today and tomorrow, the best 2 days of the month to get your deal done at Adams Motorsports. Terry and his team love to do that big gift for the family, like something off-road, like one of the amazing Polaris products or Kawasaki or Suzuki. Vehicles that look military tough but have a lot of little luxury engineered into the cockpit that can pretty much go anywhere you want to, off-road in the state of Alabama or anywhere else. Kawasaki jet skis, lay one away. By the way, all the manufacturers they carry, Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, Kimco, they all put their money behind their products. So at Adams Motorsports, you're guaranteed at getting the lowest interest rate available because you don't have to meet stuffy bank standards. So do that blowaway gift. It's less than 2 months till Christmas. Terry will store it for you, put a big red bow on it, and have it ready when Santa comes. Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle. You can check the inventory, special deals, and pre-owned products at adamsmotorsports.com. A22.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I-65 southbound, folks, ought to be breathing a sigh of relief. That accident is out of the way, and you should be rolling normally now. I-85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. We had an accident earlier, Fernway and McGee, and we're still showing on our maps here that McGee Road is very, very congested. You might want to avoid that area if possible. We have a disabled vehicle on the I-85 northbound ramp to Perry Hill. If you're headed outbound from downtown, that vehicle is on the right side of the ramp up next to the guardrail. We are very busy everywhere this morning. Please use caution, slow down, and watch out for the other guy. The Shack is having a Halloween costume contest Thursday night. That's Halloween night. $100 tab for first prize, $50 tab for second prize. It's also $6.99 steak and fries night. That's at the Shack this Thursday night on the Atlanta Highway. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Halloween night. A small American town.
I live in Aurora, Illinois.
Excellent.
I spent 8 years trying to reach him, and then another 7 trying to keep him locked up because I realized that what was living behind that boy's eyes was purely and simply evil.
Look, I'm gonna go into therapy, okay? I'll go twice a week. Swing! I don't know if my insurance is gonna cover it, but I'll talk to the guy. Are you mental? Get the net!
For God's sakes, he can't drive a car.
He was doing very well last night. Maybe someone around here gave him lessons.
Car!
Oh, God, help me, please!
Kiss your mother with that mouth?
What's the boogeyman?
As a matter of fact, it was.
If you'll excuse me, there's someone I have to get in touch with and forgive. Myself.
Halloween.
Now here's something we hope you'll really...
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Can't go wrong.
Is that the boogeyman?
It's Jay.
Boogie boogie. I want to talk to you about The Seafood Bistro. Delicious food. And, you know, great folks as well over at the Seafood Bistro. You've got Chef Paul and Jessica, who are over there serving up fantastic dishes every day beginning at 11 a.m., even on the weekends as well. In fact, if you're planning maybe a party this weekend or maybe even something for Halloween, they can provide some fantastic food for you. You can order some boil bags and also chicken wings. They got chicken wings at the Seafood Bistro. You can see everything they offer online at theseafoodbistro.com. You just might want to keep that handy because maybe at lunch today, you're looking over, like I'm looking over it right now, bacon stuffed jalapeno poppers looking pretty good. They got fried cheese curds, by the way, not on the menu here online, but you can go in and order them. They are delicious. Fried pickles, I'm looking at the calamari platter, the gator platter. It is just fantastic. Everything at the Seafood Bistro. And go to go online at, like I said, theseafoodbistro.com. And don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook. And you can also, by the way, use those delivery apps on your phone to get it delivered straight to your door.
Thank you, Jay. Stupid news, 1 minute away.
Hey, guys. Hunting season is upon us. And here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule's pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at WholesaleHunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at WholesaleHunter.com. WholesaleHunter.com, that's WholesaleHunter.com.
We love shopping at Kaiser. The staff and service is great, and Stella always helps us find the exact right piece.
At Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, we have exciting new furniture arriving, including two new lines you'll love. Save up to 60% on furniture we need to move for the new lines. Open a Synchrony account, and you may qualify for a $50 gift card and get up to 18 months interest-free financing. Remember, our sales tax is only 8.25%. Shop Wiser, buy Kaiser, and be ready for the holidays. 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
See Kaiser for details on how to receive the gift card and special financing. Some restrictions apply.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There is something evil lurking about in the shadows. Something so terrifying, the sound of it will send chills up your spine and put fear in your heart. It is a sound that has driven men and women alike to the brink of insanity, and you may be next. This Halloween, beware of Hillary Clinton in The Cackle. It can strike anywhere at any time. No one is immune to The Cackle. In theaters this Halloween, The Cackle. Rated PG-17. Republicans not admitted.
She's really got brain damage.
Go back to ISIS.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
Yesterday, we celebrated National Cat Day. And I'll bet you're just dying to know what the top 10 cat names are in
2018. What are the top 10 cat names I've been dying to ask you about?
All right, counting back from 10, Lily, Luna, Rosie, Millie, and Lois. Let's give the top five the treatment they deserve.
Number five.
Yeah?
Daisy.
Daisy.
Well, they don't have them next to numbers. I got to count them without numbers.
Oh, it's, I see.
Hard to do that. Daisy was fifth.
Okay.
Number four.
Tilly.
All right.
Number three.
Molly.
Molly. That's Molly. A good cat name.
What's which, of course, rhymes with
Molly.
Molly.
What's number one?
Continue up the list.
Number two.
Oh, two.
Bella.
Bella?
I have a Bella, but she's not
yeah,
a
cat. Yeah, it's a dog.
And number one.
Puppy.
Puppy.
Hmm.
Hey, yeah. Kitty puppy.
The first male name on the list is Charlie and Oscar. They didn't make the top 10, though.
I know an Oscar that is a cat. Yeah.
Razor and body brand Billy. By the way, have you noticed driving around town, there's a business called, is it Beauty and Beyond? There's like one in every corner.
Yeah, they advertise on our stations. Yeah.
Some of them have taken over the old Rite Aid locations.
You don't like to see buildings sitting there empty.
Right.
I just have been impressed with how big that's gotten. There used to be one out on Vaughan Road. Off the boulevard, and now I see him at
one at Taylor and Atlanta Highway now.
Yeah. I should go there.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Tell him.
You sure is ugly.
Thank you. Razor and body brand Billy is known for challenging outdated beauty standards when it comes to women's body hair.
Mm-hmm.
Has launched several campaigns that help normalize body hair on women as natural and beautiful.
Well,
their latest campaign is encouraging women to participate in Movember. The challenge is people to grow a mustache to raise money for prostate cancer awareness. The brand has created an ad encouraging women to grow their facial hair and vowed to match 100% of contributions to Teen Billy Movember, up to $50,000. The money will help in research for prostate cancer, mental health, suicide prevention, and more. I'm all for anything that helps a good cause, but... I don't know. I've known some women that have had facial hair issues, and it's tough because of the cultural pressure. pressure we put on them.
Oh, yeah. And isn't it if you shave, it's more likely to grow back? Is that right?
As you shave, your hair gets thicker.
And Leon's getting larger.
Weird roadkill, stupid news story from Kansas where a guy, didn't it a deer or some other creature scampering across the road? William Myers hit a fish. It happened because a large bird that was flying towards his car apparently dropped the fish to avoid hitting the car.
Okay.
And he got it stuck. They're still picking it out of his grill. It was a bass, a 12-inch bass. I didn't know that could happen.
That's weird.
A college student, this is just a little Halloween safety tip. A college student named Sidney Wolfe at Marshall University in West Virginia dressed up as Carrie for a haunted house, which included, obviously, blood, that scene from the original movie in 76. I remember that very well. Anyway, on her way home, she got into a car wreck, but because of her costume, when police arrived, they thought she was badly injured.
Sure.
Even though she said she wasn't, they took her to the hospital anyway. She didn't do anything wrong. There was nothing. The car was totaled.
We had a similar story a couple of weeks ago, right, from an emergency room where they thought this person was injured.
And it was just a costume. And yeah. Guess how much money we waste every year on nutrition and fad diet products that don't work?
Too much.
Yeah, about $158. The most common fads that people have been suckered into: drinking celery juice. Not me.
Ew.
Clean eating. What does that mean?
Celery juice.
Weight loss tea, weight loss pills, and DNA-based nutrition programs. Try things that actually work. Keto works. If you do keto and you cut out bread and drink water like I'm doing, I'm down 24 pounds, and I'm pretty darn happy about that.
Yep.
Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto, just got a big shipment of Kelly and Goodyear's, a huge overstock. So if you've been reluctant to put new tires on your vehicle, or at least two new tires, this is a great time to do it because you'll never get a better price on Kelly or Goodyear tires. Right now at all three Don Duncan locations, on Highway 14 in Millbrook, on Bell Road just north of Vaughan, and of course downtown at 408 Madison. With state-of-the-art diagnostics and master certified technicians, they can handle any of your car needs. So if that annoying check engine light's coming on, get over to Don Duncan. They make it easy. They'll get you back to work, back to your house, and pick you up to make sure you get back with your car. Just let them know at all three Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto locations.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
If you get a chance, check my action-packed weather video this morning because we have a bumpy and wet and stormy end to October today and tomorrow before a significant change. A cold front roars through tomorrow morning. Not quite this moment, but by mid-morning, certainly, I think, tomorrow morning. So the timeline has speeded up for sure on the approach of the cold front. Breezy, warm today, humid with a high around 78. Showers, can't rule out some thunderstorms. There's been some warnings down in South Alabama this morning. There's a marginal severe weather risk for much of the state, and especially, I think, along the front itself in the overnight hours as it moves through the state. There could be some stronger storms with some gusty winds that become severe. And then that severe risk lasts early in the day tomorrow until the front passes your location. Then it's breezy and cooler. A few leftover showers during the day, but temperatures falling all day down to maybe 55 by 4 o'clock into the 30s late Thursday night. So for the trick-or-treaters tomorrow evening, it looks like it's going to be brisk, but probably the rain will be long gone by then. And Friday's high temperature only up to about 60 as we head for the 30s on Friday night. The true fall weather as we start the first weekend of November. Don't forget, this is the weekend. The clocks go back. We fall back an hour. We go back to standard time. Right now, this morning, cloudy, showers in the area. Temperature 73 at 836.
Here's another sneak preview from our afternoon series, Behind the Vinyl, with Dennis DeYoung from Styx.
Styx had not yet become the success that they were going to be.
Okay.
I'll give you the insights behind that.
This has been some...
Well, a lot of... Truly, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. there are a lot of things he says in there that I know why he said them and the backstory behind it. That's Smoke and Otis, what's up?
Hey, good morning. Y'all were just talking about costumes and medical issues and that type of thing. Right. I have a story about that, Greg. I went to, that one night, it was Halloween night, and I had a bout of pleurisy. And I wasn't sure what it was, so I went over to one of the local hospitals here. And I was dressed kind of as a vampire-type costume. You know, just regular clothes, but I had my face white with dark under my eyes. And I went in there, and the doctor come into the ER where I was at and thought for sure that I was dead over there. I mean, I looked the part of dead. Guy just freaked out. Man.
I'm sure that happens every once in a while. No doubt about
it. It happened to me, and the doctor thought for sure that I was really, you know, really on my deathbed over there. But it was quite hilarious.
It's got to be pretty wild in an ER on Halloween night.
Yeah, in addition to, I imagine there's some alcohol-related issues and stuff.
Sure. Well, just a tad.
We appreciate the story, man. Thank you. Down to the Traffic Dungeon at 8:37. Morning Maroon nominees coming up next.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. If you are on southbound 65 into Montgomery, we had an accident earlier near the Northern Boulevard. What's left of it, a disabled vehicle and a trooper are on the right side of the road. Folks are just being cautious. All the lanes are open. It's just a big gawker block at this point, but it has traffic backed up, so drive carefully there. We're also still seeing on the maps here a big backup on McGee Road. There was an accident earlier at Fernway and McGee. Which is just down from Fieldcrest. Use caution, maybe avoid that area if possible. We have very busy traffic on the boulevards, throughout downtown, Atlanta Highway, Madison Avenue into downtown. Drive carefully today and buckle up. Trenum State Community College will host an early enrollment and registration for new students on November 5th, 6th, and 7th. It's going to be held at the Patterson campus on the Troy Highway. Classes start January 8th. Call Trenum State for more information. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, Morgan Freeman here with a Halloween tip. Run out of candy? Well, don't panic. Kids aren't particular. As long as they feel something land in their bags, they'll never know you're doling out raisins, pebbles, or expired meds. Hell, even if they figure it out, what are they going to do? Call the trick-or-treat police? Newsflash, there is no such thing. Just like evolution, the female or mortality. Happy Halloween.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. CBS News reports that Jeff Sessions is seriously considering a run for his old Senate seat. His spokesperson, though, has not confirmed that. Sessions was a U.S. Senator for 20 years before resigning in 2017 to become President Trump's Attorney General. State troopers are investigating a late-night wreck on Interstate 65 near Pine Level. We're told this wreck involved an 18-wheeler and another vehicle. Troopers say there are injuries, but they have not said the extent of those injuries. The lanes were shut down while troopers cleared this crash last night. And for the first time in 15 years, the Dallas County Sheriff's Office now has a canine unit. This unit is made up of three dogs that will help in the fight against drugs. Sheriff Mike Grantham hopes to expand the unit in the next 6 months. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing. We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Funsies, I'm wearing an orange shirt tomorrow.
Is that what you're going to do for the... I haven't decided yet. I don't know what I'm going
to
wear.
But I've lost all this weight, so at least I don't have the pumpkin belly to go with it.
I'm feeling good about that.
It is 8:43. Let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominee. The dumbest of the dumb. Some of the people that didn't qualify for today's nominees, a woman in Kentucky who did not get a spork with her order, fired a shot through the drive-in window.
Oh.
Now, I will admit there have been many times where a drive-in has tested my patience, but not quite to that extent. And some poor Starbucks barista gave a homeless woman a cup of hot water and then threw it at him. Burned his face, neck, when he asked her not to spend more than 10 minutes in the bathroom. What is it? No good deed goes unpunished. Our first nominee is an idiot in Kansas City who bought a small cement mixer through a car wash to clean it out, dumped wet cement down the drain, which then dried and hardened, and now the owner is suing and says it might put him out of
business. I seen a pile. I thought it was dirt, and when I got up here, it ended up being concrete mix.
Are you going to sue him or anything?
I have to. My car wash is going down, and it's hard to keep it afloat. Yeah. And we're in the wintertime, so it really makes it bad.
Yeah, but where is it that you clean your cement mixer, I want to know.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen one of those going through a car wash. But all right, now we have, this actually happened in March, but it's finally making the rounds, a cop tasering a woman who appears to be doing an exorcism to make him leave. She's holding up her hand like she's warding off a demon and yelling, "Don't touch me." He tries to back away, but she keeps coming at him, so she gets tased.
I don't tase you. She's like trying to...
I can't imagine what that feels like, the taser thing. And
I don't ever want to imagine.
I know a lot of broadcasters who have done that and then wondered later, why did they do that?
Yeah, no, not doing it.
No, no way.
Not doing it.
Guess what state we're going to?
Maybe Florida?
Florida, yes. Floridian. Fort Pierce.
Okay.
Kind of an odd town Fort Pierce is. Cops there were trying to pull over a 26-year-old guy earlier this month when they saw him run a red light. and they noticed a bag went flying out the window. Usually that never happens unless somebody has something in the car.
Obviously.
So when he finally stopped, they asked him, what was in the bag you threw out the window? He said it was a bunch of bones from the fried chicken he was eating. But the cops were a little bit smarter than the suspect. There was no grease on his fingers. So they went searching for the bag and found it was actually full of the devil's lettuce. He was arrested on multiple charges. Dumbest of the dumb, gentlemen.
Well, I don't know. I mean, what do you think? Concrete mixer, exorcism, taser?
I kind of the concrete mixer guy. How could you work with cement and not know what he's going to do?
What problem you're going to cause.
And
exactly.
I hope the guy does get sued and that the car wash owner wins.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
This story is just sort of a bonus. When you think about it, it is kind of disgusting. A nudist was at a famous clothing optional resort called the Maryland Health Society.
Okay.
In Davidsonville, Maryland. He crashed his golf cart into a tree and flipped it over. He was rushed to the hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries, probably because he was so committed to being naked, he didn't have a helmet on. I got news for you. One day in my life, I may or may not want to go to a nudist camp, but I will not get on a golf cart where other naked people have been sitting. Just the thought of that. God, that's just absolutely gross, disgusting.
You have your standards.
I mean, you...
Ain't it awful?
You don't use public toilets?
You have your standards.
Well, let's put it this way.
I try not to.
I've learned some martial arts moves that can help you.
No, I hear you. I see where you're stepping.
So there you go.
Yeah.
We'll get our final look at the roads here in a second. Montgomery, I would love to have you consider a LASIK procedure. You know, we've had people over the years that have given that as a Christmas gift. Can you imagine anything better than having your eyesight restored? Setting aside the Christmas budget to do something like that? And it doesn't take the whole budget. By the way, the average family this year will spend $1,459 on Christmas this year. It doesn't cost you anything to find out if LASIK is a solution for your vision issue. Just call Montgomery Eye at 271-3804. Make an appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor. And you can do it on a lunch break. Just takes a few minutes where they can determine whether or not LASIK will work for you. And if it does, there's no pressure. But man, if I could have had LASIK, I would have had it done ASAP. But unfortunately, my vision issue was not one that could be fixed with LASIK. But Montgomery Eye has been meeting the eye care needs of the River Region for 3/4 of a century. Think about the experience. Dr. Swan and Dr. Shin, two of the best. Their names are known all over town. They have helped so many people. So you're in the best possible hands. OnlineMEP.com is the website to learn more for Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK across from Chappie's on Vaughn Road. 8:49.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. If you are on southbound 65 into Montgomery, we had an accident earlier near the Northern Boulevard. What's left of it, a disabled vehicle and a trooper are on the right side of the road. Folks are just being cautious. All the lanes are open. It's just a big gawker block at this point, but it has traffic backed up, so drive carefully there. We're also still seeing on the maps here a big backup on McGee Road. There was an accident earlier at Fernway and McGee, which is just down from Fieldcrest. Use caution, maybe avoid that area if possible. We have very busy traffic on the boulevards, throughout downtown, Atlanta Highway, Madison Avenue into downtown. Drive carefully today and buckle up. Trenum State Community College will host an early enrollment and registration for new students on November 5th, 6th, and 7th. It's going to be held at the Patterson campus on the Troy Highway. Classes start January 8th. Call Trenum State for more information. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
For a limited time, from Lucasfilm, it's Star Wars, the Bill Burr edition.
Bill, I am your father.
Holy crap, Dad, is that what 15 freaking years of marriage did to you? You sound like Mufasa in an iron lung. It's freaking brutal, Dad, freaking brutal.
Watch Bill Burr train to be a Jedi Knight.
Patience you must have, patience.
Okay, so I got a freaking temper, okay? Maybe if you weren't talking backwards all the time like my freaking wife. Oh, Bill, you should try calming your mind down. You have such a dark side.
While the fate of the galaxy is in his hands.
Help me, Bill Burr. You're our only hope.
Thanks, princess, but honestly, like 85% of you need to die.
It's Star Wars, the Bill Burr edition. From the makers of F is for the Force.
You remember when you could call them sand people? Now Tatooine is so PC, it's brutal. Freaking brutal.
Hey, don't forget, baseball fans, this afternoon between 2 and 6, you go to the Taco Bell there and get free burritos, locos tacos, because Adam Eaton stole, or was it Trey Turner? Trey Turner stole a base in the first game.
Oh, I was wondering why.
And then game 7 tonight. Jay, who do you like in that series?
I'm going to go with the Nationals.
I want to go with the Nationals as well because I don't like the Astros. This is the only time in World Series history so far up to Game 6 that the road team has won every single game.
Not just World Series history. This is MLB history, NHL history, NBA history.
Oh.
How about that? Let's get some more insight on this topic.
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
Because my baseball buddy, who I desperately miss in the afternoon because of his insights on the game, the Joey is here to talk to us about it.
Joey.
What do you think about this lack of home field advantage in the World Series?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's defying all the odds. But, you know, I think the winner tonight, Game 7 World Series, America.
Yeah.
Because there's America. No Canadian teams.
Yeah.
Roast a wiener, eat some apple pie. Even put some cheese on that pie.
I know some of the things you've been missing since you've been promoted out of it.
Wait, how do you know about my personal life?
Well, because you're on at 9 now, and I don't see you here in the afternoon, so something happened. I figured you moved on up, right?
Oh, we're talking about different things. Yeah. Mulligan.
Yeah. You've been missing my exclusive Behind the Vinyl documentary.
Ah, yes.
With Dennis DeYoung talking about the creation of the song Come Sail Away. Here's another sneak preview.
The dream of becoming the Beatles.
All about that dream this afternoon. Unfortunately, I've been promoting this kind of heavily the last couple of days, but unfortunately, yesterday,
didn't get chance.
We had Jesse Lennon, who was amazing. You missed a great show yesterday.
Yeah. She's wonderful. Yeah. Love to be there.
And she's got some good music, and I'm saying, she should have already scored at least one or two top 10 hits.
Oh, okay.
How do we make that happen? How do we start that process? But her music is catchy, right out of the box. She's a great singer, she is so down to earth, so such a real person.
So your exposure on your show yesterday may have done it.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. She sold a million records after being on Happy Hour. That,
yep.
That's why there's always famous people clamoring to get on the show.
It's true. 2 to 6.
What you got going on News and Views today?
Oh, just getting into all the nonsense. All the nonsense up in D.C. Plus some
cool David stuff. Blackman said to say hello to you.
Oh, hello, David.
Wishes you well.
I wish him well as well. But, yeah, I'll get into the impeachment crap a little bit. But there's more going on here locally. And I actually want to just cover at some point a cool story out of Auburn. You know, around the country, there are like 2 or 3 music roads. Mm-hmm. It's not just like music theme. Like the way they put grooves in the pavement. And if you drive at a certain speed, in this case in Auburn, it's going to be on South Donahue, you go 35 miles an hour. Because of the grooves in the pavement, you will hear the Auburn fight song with your windows down as you drive.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I've seen them do that other places too.
Wow. It's really I've never cool. heard of that.
Yeah.
Because I'm out of it anyway. By the way, we learned today that, is it Generation Z or today's teens? There's a...
Oh, yeah. Okay, Boomer.
Okay. You were awfully quick with that.
Okay, Boomer.
And my recommendation is that you be very careful in throwing that statement around.
Yes, sir.
Ayo. Hey, yeah. This one goes out for the 65-plus crowd on SoundCloud. Old ladies suck. Okay, Boomer.
I resemble that. Hate-filled commentary. At 8:57, a last word here for Lewis Lawn. The time change that I always anticipate every year is not the one that comes up this weekend,
right.
But when Lewis Lawn goes to their winter hours, which they have done now starting this past Monday, open 7 to 4 Monday through Friday. This is a great time to buy. Because, like cars, the model years change, and the 2020s are coming in, and they're anxious to make good deals on tractor mowers, big zero-turn Echos and X-Marks, the Toros, so they can make room for the new product. And now that they have additional showroom space at 1135 Northeastern Bypass next to Walter Craig, they've been able to introduce a line of tractor mowers for sale as well. They carry all the Shindawa products, all the steel products. And a steel blower at this time of the year is something very, it's actually handy year-round because it can blow off the deck, the sidewalk, gather the grass clippings, leave very quickly, and save you that back-breaking rake work. I've had mine, I think, 8 years. I've never had to have it serviced.
Huh.
It still fires up. Prime the little pump, fire away, maybe one or two, and you're in business. It's a mini Cat 1 Hurricane in your hand to help keep your place clean. Stop by and see Chad Sasser. He's got all the specials the various manufacturers have, interest rate programs and so forth on their product lines. Hannah at the counter and behind the scenes, a complete team of people to take care of your purchase for repair or a tune-up as needed. Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass. Their number is 244-9191. And again, winter hours open from 7 in the morning till 4 every afternoon. News and Views is next.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person